Hey there, hopefuls, and welcome back to season two of the Hopeful Simplicity Podcast. We're going to continue with our 15-minute finds to build on those small space successes and talk more about some common organizing situations, questions, and topics. I can't wait to continue to simplify, sort, and sustain our organized and less stressed lives together. So let's jump in. In today's 15-minute find, we're going to the living room. Okay, sorting books is one of the easiest and hardest things to do for me all at the same time. Because honestly, like, holy crickets, how do you do it? Do you do it by author? Do you do it by genre? Do you do it by when I'm in the mood I normally grab for dot 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 kind of book? Do you do it by color because it's just freaking pretty? How do you sort your books? Now hold on. This is the perfect example when I say that your personal organizing style can be different from space to space, because books, for me personally, are sorted differently in spaces. So we have them, if it is a single read book, it doesn't come with a book two of the series, or it's not a certain genre, and it's just kind of like, oh, okay, I read it, cool, I might read it again, so I kind of don't want to get rid of it yet. If it's that, I actually sort it by color. Yes, I do rainbow sorted, and that's fine because it's pretty and I like it, and I keep my rainbow made puzzles in the same room. It's just cute. Okay, just let me have that one. But in other areas of my house, I actually keep books sorted by genre and series. Yes, I'm a big old nerd. I know it. So if I have all my Harry Potter books are together because that's a whole series and it's not too far from my School of Good and Evil books, which is the whole series. But in my brain, they're both, you know, young adult, you know, fairy tale-ish, fiction, wizard, whatever, sci-fi, whatever you want to call it. They're in the same genre of entertainment in my brain. So I keep the series together with the like type of reading genres. So how do you sort your books? I want you to look throughout your rooms today. Set up a sorted system, either by color, by author, by series, or by genre, and sort your books. Now set those timers and tune in as we talk about today's organizing topic.
Today's topic is brought to you by the Organizing Style Quiz. Personal organizing styles can vary from person to person and space to space. Determining your style for success is the first step towards simplifying, sorting, and sustaining an organized life. Grab your complimentary quiz online today.
This one's going to be a little, let's say, snarkily, because I get pushback when I'm like, you have a whole home team there. You're not the only person that lives there. Why are you the only person that's doing it? And I remember I started this whole journey with my son and people I lived with at the time. And it's the shift of language. Is organizing just a big factor of shifting your language to get your home team on board? And I know you're probably like, no, it's going to take a lot more to get these people to do the damn dishes. I understand that. Please don't misunderstand. I've had plenty of arguments and still do with the people I live with. But, you know, that's big capital B-U-T right there. Just one T. I realized part of it was my need, and my need being a shift of language and a shift of mindset. And they, just because I'm thinking it doesn't mean they understand it. Just because I'm saying it doesn't mean it's grasped. So, is organizing just a shift in language? Yes and no. So let's dive in just a little. Oh my goodness, I remember talking, who was I talking to? I think it was Brenda. She's amazing. She's a hopeful on a journey, and it is so beautiful to watch it unfold. But we were talking once, and I'm laughing because it feels, you ever laugh because it feels so real? Like, you're not going to laugh or cry because it's too honest. And it's, have you ever said to, let's go with your son. I have a son. She had a son. We could relate on that. I was like, yeah, have you ever said to you, like, why can't you just pick up your things? How come you can't just put it here? Why don't you know where your stuff is? I don't know what's for dinner. What are you cooking? All of these things. And it comes out, I have a real sassy attitude, especially if I'm tired and I'm hungry and I don't want asked any more things, right? I don't care. I often tell this story of this all really started for us here at Hopeful Simplicity when I was asked for what's for dinner and I literally did not care. It was a matter of, I don't want to go to jail, so I can't lose my stuff fully. But at the same time, I don't care if y'all starve. Because I was done making the decisions for the whole home team. And that's kind of where it started for me. And yes, we had to come to Jesus with myself moments. We had to step back and be like, okay, if somebody talked to me like I talked to them, I'd probably have a problem with that. I would probably think, why are you nagging me? But at the same time, why is it always my responsibility to remind and tell people everything? So there's been many, 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 many moons of conversations between myself and myself and myself and my home team. And those continue to happen, right? We all go through ages and stages and seasons of life. And so things are ever rotating. They're not just set up and done. Organizing is not a one size fits all. Organizing is a journey. It's not a, I'm just going to put things here. It's magically going to stay that way and nothing's ever going to change. It's unrealistic to think that. So you need to shift that language in itself to be like, organizing is a journey. And I'm sharing this home dwelling space with other people. So we are all on this journey together, whether they like it or not. But we have to realize that just because I think this way and I say things this way doesn't mean it's computing to other people. So just because I want the peanut butter to live in this container on this shelf, unless I communicate that in a way that the other person will actually receive the information, doesn't mean it's going to be realistic. Just because I want it there, just because I'm thinking that, just because in my brain, my way is the right way because, duh, it's my way, doesn't mean it's going to create that organized atmosphere that we're striving for. It doesn't mean that we're all going to be less stressed together and organized together and operate as a home team together. It means I think this goes there. It's going to piss me off when you don't put it there. I didn't communicate it to you clearly, but that doesn't make it my fault because why don't you just know it goes there? And then I'm following you around, which is building on the resentment I already have. All of those layers, and there's layers and layers and layers to that, and that's just a snippet of the conversations and thoughts, right? So when you activate the concept of organizing journey, it's a journey to live less stressed, right? It's a journey to everybody works as a home team. So if mom gets sick, people are still getting fed and it's not coming to me while I'm throwing up about, hey mom, what's for dinner? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. Here's some fever, right? All of those things are facets. I know if I'm busy or if I'm doing something or if I'm in a late meeting and pizza pull apart is on the dinner plan, I can go, Ike, can you go ahead and put dinner in? Ike's my son, by the way. I know I can go, kiddo, can you put dinner in? He'd be like, yep. And so by the time I'm off the meeting, we're not like eating at 10 o'clock at night. We're still on schedule-ish. He's still fed. We still have time for homework and shower. But that's because we meal plan together. So if we're looking out, right, at a week, let's say it's Sunday, we're looking out the week. You've got band this week and rehearsal that week. I've got two meetings this day and this day. So we know these days I'm going to be running a little late. So what do you want to make for dinner? Yes, there's still that, hey, kiddo, can you put dinner on? Oh, yeah, I'm good. Because otherwise they come home from school and it's like 17 squirrels and a device happen. But it's not the, why do I always have to make dinner? How come you didn't just know? Why don't, blah, 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 right? It takes that language of nagtastic out and it puts the home team feel in. Let's do another example. Another example is dishes. I hate dishes, but I love hanging out with my kiddo and laughing over an audiobook or a podcast together. I think that is freaking brilliant. And especially now that he's a teenager and still willing to be in the same space with me, let's just have the angels sing there, right? And so if all it takes now, and we've been on this journey for 7-8 years now, almost. So you got to think, like, it's been a hot mess of making. It's been plenty of arguments. There's been plenty of ugghs. But now I know when I start washing the dishes, he automatically grabs the towel. He'll automatically be like, Mom, what do you want to listen to tonight? I know those things happen because we both have the same goal. We both have the organized life goal and the let's relax and have fun and be humans together goal. That's the big part of the less stressed living is I want to hang out. I want to chill. I want to appear lazy even though my stuff is done. That's the human I want. I don't want to sit on the couch and have the 40, I should be doing this, this, and this, regrets in my head, and then staring at the people I live with going, oh, I guess the trash needs taken out, but you aren't ever going to see it. And if I tell you where I want it taken out, you're going to think I'm nagging at you, so I'm just going to do it myself. Or if the bathrooms need cleaned, you don't clean it like I think I should, even though you're going to clean them, and then I'm going to have to go re-clean them because you don't do it right because my standards are different. See? See all the language things in there. I'm going to have to follow you to clean it right. I'm going to have to do it myself so we avoid an argument. Oh, you didn't see it. So if I tell you, I'm going to be nagging. Well, we have a list on the wall now. And days of the week are highlighted for Thursday is your laundry day. Hey, kiddo, what do you have on the plans today?
I don't know. Let me go look.
And then he's like, oh, it's Thursday, right? Yeah, looks like I'm doing laundry after school. Oh, awesome. I'll make sure my stuff's out of your way. See how the difference is there? It's not like, Mom, where's my laundry? Do you know where my soccer uniform is? How come I don't have clean socks? Say, kiddo, what's today? He chose the day, right? The language included the conversation of what day do you feel like you want this responsibility? When laundry started for him, the conversation happened of what tools do you think you need to successfully do this, and how can I help you learn the whole process? It started years and years ago. He was 8 when he started doing his laundry, and he's a midway teenager now. So it started with pictures. It started with the dry erase marker on the washing machine going, you need to set it here, and we would have a line to where the water temperature needed to be and a line to where the nozzle needed to be turned so you can turn it on, right? We had those tools. What do you need to take this over? What steps do you need to be put in place? What tools can I give you to handle this? It's not go do your laundry, right? This isn't 300. We aren't just going to kick them off and yell Spartan and hope they fly when we push them down the hole. They have to have the language and tools to take over stuff. Now, my goal is to not have my 20-something-year-old call me from his apartment or from college and go, Mom, how do I do my laundry? Or Mom, how do I cook dinner? Or Mom, how do I do blah, blah, blah? My other goal is also to not think he needs a partner to run a household. So I know, I've got big ambitions, everybody. Hold on. But I feel like it's my job to teach my kids to be able to be a productive human being. I want you to call me because you miss me. I want you to call me because you want me to bring dinner over. I want you to call me because you have a legit question. Then we can Google it together because I probably won't know. I don't want you to call me because I did the disservice of not teaching you how to run your home, of not teaching you how to do your laundry, wash the bathrooms, set a schedule, be organized and find your stuff. If you're off in college, you can't find your key, the hell am I going to do about it? Like, what do you want me to do? I'm sorry I didn't teach you to put a hook on the wall so you always have somewhere to put your things. And so that's the shift of language. I had to talk to myself to learn how to talk to them, to get us all on the same home team page of living an organized and less stressed life.
Today's episode was sponsored by the monthly membership group. Are you looking for guidance along your organizing journey? Ready to get some answers to your organization questions? Or even just looking for some accountability in achieving your goals? The monthly membership group can help with all of that and more. To see if the group is the right fit for you, find details and clips at hopefulsimplicity.com.
And that's it for today. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share this with all of your favorite friends. And until next time, stay hopeful.